Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 11,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending their service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school. In this message, I will talk about angels, which is one of the evidence of the spiritual realm. Angels are friendly beings to the believers, those who are God's children. Usually, even the unbelievers describe angels in white garment with wings. They are also a symbol of beauty. Some actually believe angels really exist, while others think they are just created by human imagination. Anyway, it is safe to say most people don't believe angels really exist because they haven't seen them. However, angels actually do exist, and they are very close to us. At least one angel is given to each of the children of God who has been born again by believing in Jesus Christ. Sometimes two angels are given to each individual. There was an angel of wisdom at the beginning of the church. I saw that not to all, but sometimes two angels are given. So at least one angel is given to each of the children of God who has born again, who has been born again by believing in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1:14 says, "Are they angels not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation?" Angels always stay near their masters to render service to and help them. They don't have humanity, so they don't really have feelings. However, they can feel the heart of their masters to some extent, and they have different facial expressions or act according to their master's feelings. For example, if their master praises or dances with joy before God, they imitate their master with joyful faces. If their masters laugh out loud watching something funny, the angels also laugh together. If their masters become sad, they also make sad faces and sit discouraged. So depending on the condition of the master's heart, their facial expression and actions also change. Also, when their masters walk in the light and keep the words of God, the angels become very happy. On the contrary, if their masters walk in darkness and commit sins, they become sad. Every time their masters commit sins, they earnestly tell them they shouldn't do it. But if the masters keep on committing sins, the angels just stay at a distance and turn their backs on them. Dear brothers and sisters, other than these angels that render service and minister to God's children, there are many other angels that perform various tasks. There are numerous kinds of angels, including ones that record every word and action of each person. Ones that praise God. Ones that manage the heavenly facilities. Ones that control the weather conditions. Ones that accept the aroma of prayers, etc. So when you pray, they accept the aroma of prayer and bring it to the Father God. And suppose in Wednesday services, if you worship in spirit and in truth or not. So they record all these things and make reports to Father God and they ministered to you. So God pays you back according to your deeds. So if you miss Wednesday service, it's a loss for you. Suppose if you want to get a fist-sized piece of gold, you'd have to work so hard. But just by attending Wednesday service once, more than this piece of gold will be given as a reward in heaven, so that it'll be used as materials to build your house. And also as materials for furnishing your house. So to the extent that you are faithful to God's kingdom, you'll have a lot of abundant rewards, and or not, depending on what you do, how faithful you are. The guest house in my prayer house had the inauguration opening ceremony, opening service. And it is well equipped with facilities, so I could see that those who visited, they were happy. And so, having a lot of facilities and furnishings, and not, they are very different. So, there are so many kinds of angels, and among them are angels in leading positions. There are a countless number of angels, and their world is vast. Just in my case, there is a countless number of angels at Gethsemane prayer house and around it. And the whole area is filled with angels when we had this worship service. And also when I go to the overseas crusades, and a multitude of angels, they follow the airplane. So when we went to an overseas crusade, depending on how well organized the crusade is, we would know how well organized, how well prepared each crusade was right from the airport, because the Archangel Michael, sometimes he is with us right from the start, from the airport. So he flies together with the airplane. Sometimes he lets us see his wings flapping to make us happy. So when I see that, it means the crusade is already well prepared, and there's no enemy devil and Satan trying to intervene or disturb. So there are some people, or the forces of darkness and the disturbing people. There could be these people because the work of God is so great, but when all these things are blocked and there's no trouble, the Archangel Michael, he accompanies us. But when he's not, it means when we reach the country there, it means because he's tied up there. He's busy trying to fight this disturbing works of Satan. And otherwise, when everything is calm, Archangel Michael accompanies us. So through this, we can guess how well prepared and how well organized and managed the crusades were, and if there were a lot of disturbances or not. So there are a countless number of angels, and their world is vast. Now, where do these countless angels belong, and who manages or directs them? There are many angels and many archangels. I'm sure you know them already. You know a lot of them are given to me. Angels are beings that belong, angels are beings that belong in the third heaven, and they move only according to the command of the Father God. Third heaven is the space for the kingdom of heaven. It is a space in a completely different dimension than this physical world. It's a spiritual realm. For this reason, when the angels are close to us, we can't see them with our physical eyes because they belong to the third heaven. We can see them only with spiritual eyes. But even among ordinary people, some of them see the spiritual realm with their spiritual eyes opened just before death. I've witnessed such things many times during the course of my 36 years of ministry. There is a doctor of nursing in Korea who took care of more than 600 final stage cancer patients in hospice. She wrote a book and let me introduce some of its contents. Hospice is a program that provides palliative care and attends to the emotional and spiritual needs of terminally ill patients at an inpatient facility or at the patient's home. While seeing the deaths of more than 600 patients, she noticed they momentarily see the spiritual realm just before their spirits leave their body. It showed in the responses and outward appearances. For example, some patients face the final moment in peace and with very bright faces. Some of your family members, you can see whether they were really, whether they were good believers or not when they die. They had previously made faces due to pain. But as they reach the final moments, they begin to smile and say such things as, "There are men in white, there are shining men with wings." However, there are other patients who are in completely different situations. They shout out, "No, no," and die in pain. Some others say, "There are men in black," and they see and hear strange things, and then die in fear with their eyes wide open. But some people, they didn't live by the word of God. So I could see, when they came to my residence to receive my prayer, I could see that they were completely captured, engulfed by fear. So I prayed for them, drove away any devil and Satan, and then the part of darkness went away, and they came at ease. They couldn't even speak, but they were at peace, and then they drew their last breath being saved. So I told them to prepare when the soul will leave the body. So they should prepare for the funeral according to that. And the angels of death, they were there. So he was completely captured by fear. And after the members, church members prayed for them, the enemy devil went away and angels came instead. So the fear went away and now he was at peace. Brothers and sisters, as in the cases that this doctor witnessed, there certainly is the life to come. Namely, when a man's physical life comes to an end on this earth, they will go to either heaven or hell. As you keep on listening to these messages, you will more clearly understand these things. Now, what kind of situation will they face after they die? For those who are saved, God lets two angels wait for them. And when their soul leaves their body, the angels will guide them to the kingdom of heaven with one on each side. Of course, the kingdom of heaven here refers to the upper grave. The Bible also writes about it in detail. Luke chapter 16, verse 22, first part says about the poor man Lazarus. Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. On the contrary, for those who are not saved, two angels of death will wait for them and take the soul to hell. I've conducted many funerals, especially when I, right after I opened the church. Most of them, they were saved. So there were angels waiting for them and taking them away. And the spirit, their soul is at peace. Everybody's at peace. And the dying person dies with happiness. But those who didn't live by the word of God, and if they were not sure of their salvation sometimes, then they were so afraid and they were trembling. So in those cases, we would sing praise songs for them and pray for them. Then the enemy devil will go away and they are at ease. So even at the last moment, it is very important to plant faith in them so that they can at least receive salvation with shame. Because the angels of death are gone, and then the two angels, they watch these two angels, so they are at peace. And the two angels of death will wait for those who are not saved and take the soul to hell. And by hell, I refer to the lower grave. Some of our church members have had such spiritual experiences. The following is a testimony of Sun Hee Wang in the 28th parish. She felt very heavy all over the body and difficult breathing. She did some tests in hospital. The results were shocking. She had last stage cirrhosis of the liver, and she could live only for a couple more years. Being admitted, she received visitations by her parish pastor. She also listened to the sermon series, Message of the Cross, and repented every day along with her husband. One day she woke up on her bed and she saw three to four black and dark faces on the curtain of the hospital ward. She knew they were from the world of darkness. She saw their eyes in the dark faces, and they were whispering among themselves, rolling their eyeballs. She quickly explained to her husband what she was seeing, and he helped her receive my prayer recorded on telephone automatic response service. What do you think happened after receiving the prayer? The power of darkness disappeared immediately, and from that day on, she saw angels that came to her bed and began to guard her. She saw angels about three times, and she explained about the third time as follows. Countless angels put on white robes and boots that came up to their knees. They were holding trumpets and were surrounding my bed. Five angels looked around my hospital ward and left. Soon, something even more amazing took place with her. 2 hours after she saw the angels, her doctor told her she recovered and she could go home. When God the Father touched her, the darkness went away and she was healed completely. And letting her see the angels was the confirmation. Dear brothers and sisters, when angels appeared to her and began to guard her after she had seen the pot of darkness around her, what kind of peace would she have had? God the Father always wants to protect us through the angels. Angels fulfill their duties with all their best, following God's will. Especially in this year 2018, God the Father said that He would let us experience angels more vividly. It is because He wants His beloved children to actually feel and experience the spiritual realm, so that they will not look at the things on earth, but the things above. For this same reason, God has been letting us experience the spiritual realm from time to time by opening the spaces in this church. And the works of the angels gave us more hope for the heavenly kingdom. From now on, I will begin explaining about the works of angels that took place in our church in three aspects. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be filled with more hope of New Jerusalem through this message. Dear brothers and sisters, the first kind of work of angels that has taken place in this church is that of our members having been protected in various accidents. Even in the Bible, we can see the cases where men of God were protected and guarded in major crises. One of the best examples is Daniel, who was thrown into a lion's den. When Daniel became the prime minister in Persia, those people who were jealous of him contrived a scheme and threw him into a lion's den. However, Daniel said in Daniel 6:22, "My God sent His angel and shut the lion's mouths, and they have not harmed me, inasmuch as I was found innocent before Him. And also toward you, O king, I have committed no crime." So God sent His angel and shut the lion's mouths, and they couldn't harm. They have not harmed me, inasmuch as I was found innocent before Him. Daniel was innocent before God. He was sinless. So what a great blessing it is to live without sin. Because God can protect us all the time, and the devil can't touch us. And also toward you, O king, I have committed no crime. So even before the king, he committed no crime. So he was always honest and faithful. So in order to protect Daniel, who was completely sinless, God sent His angels and closed the mouths of the lions. Even if you face disasters or other things, if you really loved God, He would protect you. Whatever kind of accident, unexpected things, actually, those things wouldn't happen because God always protects you through His angels. And you can't be protected because something is not right. You didn't do everything right. The ferocious lions became mild instantly, and Daniel was not hurt at all until he came out of the den. What if he hadn't received any help of the angels? Daniel 6:24 says, "The king then gave orders, and they brought those men who had maliciously accused Daniel, and they cast them, their children and their wives, into the lion's den. And they had not reached the bottom of the den before the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones." They were so hungry, so they would jump up and just catch them and eat them. The brutality of the lions appeared as it was, and they crushed all the bones of those individuals who were thrown into the den. However, because Daniel was after God's heart, a spiritual space covered him, and he was protected by the angels in God's protection. Many of you church members received help from the angels in the space of the shepherd. Let me introduce only some of those testimonies. First of all, in 1997, a van of the Daegu Manmin Church was protected in a traffic accident. The van was a 12-seater, but 17 of them were on it, and the driver was speeding quite a bit. They wanted to be on time for the anniversary service of Masan Manmin Church, where I was delivering the message. While the van was speeding, the right rear tire was punctured. The van rolled over and hit the median strip, and again rolled three more times. The van had to go to the scrapyard. You saw the van, you know, the same as just scrap metal. In such a big accident like that one, it is likely that the passengers would die or get seriously injured. However, only one of the 17 was slightly injured, and the other 16 were perfectly fine. So look at the van, how damaged the vehicle was. Even the one with the minor injury also recovered right away when I prayed for her after the service. So because I was doing a revival meeting at the church, after the session was over, I prayed for her. There was even a woman who was 3 months pregnant. She was thrown out of the van through the window and fell on the road. However, she felt like somebody was holding her up, and when she landed, she didn't really feel the impact. She did some tests in a hospital the next day, and it was confirmed that the fetus was okay too. God mobilized angels and protected all the passengers that were in the van. When this pregnant woman was falling on the road, angels held her so that she and her baby were both fine. So the next day, I had another meeting at another place in Ulsan. So the next day she came to Ulsan as well. So she greeted me, being fine. So the baby was born perfectly fine, and he grew up well. There is a similar testimony. It is the testimony of Elder Jung-ik Jun, who is a police officer. It took place when he was a new believer. On December 23, 1998, he was doing a riot control at a Buddhist temple as a member of the special police force. There was this big riot at this Buddhist temple. So he was doing the riot control. At that time, he was an assistant inspector, and now he's a senior inspector. While in action, the ladder truck he was on flipped over and he fell down 15 meters. That's him. And along with his colleagues. The other officers who fell together with him were all seriously injured, but he was barely hurt at all. He also testified that he felt like a very big hand was supporting him gently the moment he hit the ground. It was also a work of God mobilizing his angels in the space of the shepherd. But there are so many cases like these in our church. Even in accidents, by the help of angels, there is no chance of survival. But you don't get injured at all. And you are completely protected. And all these things, through the help of the angels, as if there are special ministering angels for Manmin members, many of Manmin members are protected in various situations. I will continue to talk about more incredible and mysterious testimonies of angels in the next session. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters, the reason why I delivered a message about angels is that spiritual realm will open to us more widely and angels' works will be taking place more actively when I proclaim them on the pulpit and you gain faith through it. So because I proclaimed it now, so the angels, God will guarantee what I proclaim on the pulpit, so the many of you will begin to see angels and even be able to take photos of them and see them with your own eyes. So these things will take place frequently. That is why I'm explaining these things, so that when I explain about spiritual realm, you'll be able to feel that you're seeing and feeling them actually. So in case of dragonflies too, when I explained about them, so many of them came down from heaven and they sat on your body parts. So those who don't believe it, they might wonder how can such a thing happen, but because you've experienced it yourself. We've seen it and we've experienced it. We actually saw these dragonflies coming down from around the sun, and they come down and they come down to the exact spot where our church members are. And they sat on your body parts, fingertips, your heads, shoulders, even faces. And you saw them and you experienced them. Even then, those who don't want to believe, they don't want to believe. They wouldn't believe. Even though they are true, they are actually happening. So to experience these things, so many people come from all over the world to this summer retreat. And I already heard testimonies that some of our church members saw angels. One of the newly registered members had her spiritual eyes opened and saw the three archangels on the Sunday I prayed on the handkerchiefs. After this wonderful experience, she gained more faith and she was so happy. Would you all like to see angels and experience the works of the angels? I hope you will long for the messages on spiritual realm even more. Believe those words and experience them. You can gain strength and understand the heart of God the Father to the same extent that you know the spiritual realm. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will come to know about the spiritual realm more clearly, understand the deep love of God the Father more completely, and fulfill His will. To open the spiritual realm and to let you see the spiritual beings, actually it's prohibited. Actually it is prohibited because the enemy devil and Satan, they wouldn't stay quiet. Because their identities will be revealed. They just don't stay quiet about it. They will object to it. But how can such a thing happen? I filled up the measure of justice for 7 years. So the enemy devil, they can't object to it, or so you can have this privilege, so you're also, your spiritual eyes will open. So how thankful it is. And from now on, this kind of work will be even greater so that you can have faith. You can really have true faith. That's the work of God the Father. So I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you will come to know about the spiritual realm more clearly, understand the deep love of God the Father more completely, and fulfill His will. In 2018, already there have been so many accidents, disasters, and hearing those, all those news, you can realize that the end time is so near. And it is, I said, it's all for the people to be getting married. I'm not saying you can't get married at all, but there is, you should take caution. Why does God say that? When the power of recreation is completely given, I will explain in more detail, but let me briefly explain. When you get married, and there is nothing virtuous, there's nothing edifying, there's nothing good that can come out of marriage. In fact, in the beginning, God wanted to make you holy children, but now is the end time. So seeing, you know, whatever you see, when children, they grow, when they grow up, everything they see, it's sinful. On TV, they just get half naked, almost naked, and they dance. And the children, they imitate all those things. So whatever they see, whatever they hear, there's nothing clean, there's nothing good. So whatever you see, hear, or speak, they don't learn anything in truth. So whatever they input right from the birth, and based on, they will be stained by evil. Because whatever they see, hear, and speak, it's of evil. And also from their parents, they should learn something good, but they watch their parents quarreling, arguing, getting angry. So all these evil things will be input in them. The children, they should be growing up well, and they should become children of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. But suppose if they can't get saved, and if they become children of hell, what great sorrow this is if your own children go to hell that way. So because this world, this generation is so evil, so it is so difficult to live in the truth. And even in the kindergarten, Manmin kindergarten, they teach only the word of the truth, and the teachers are gentle and full of truth. So, but they have to try so hard to teach these children. So even in the Manmin, some parents, they don't send their kids to Manmin kindergarten, but other kindergartens. They say, oh, some good facilities, better facilities, and things like that. And you have to raise them as children of the kingdom of heaven. But if you let them see and hear worldly things, sinful things, and how regrettable that could be. And as time goes, not just with the Manmin kindergarten, but the other ordinary kindergartens and elementary school, there are less and less number of kids. Even in middle school and high school, in the world, in Korea, there are less and less number of college students, so many colleges are shutting down. Now, maybe in one class, there are only 20, 30, 40 children. It used to be 60. Because the end is drawing near. You know, rather than having children, they want to enjoy themselves. So they don't want to have kids. This is one of the signs of the end time. So I will explain about the signs of the end time a lot from now on. So how you're supposed to raise your children. And you have to raise your children to become, to make them children of the kingdom of heaven, but if you are just raise them as the children of hell, and if you don't educate them the way you are supposed to educate them, and depend on the world, and unbelievers. So, young students, young, when I see them, I want them to follow only what is good. That's my agony. I want them to follow only what is good and to make them children of heavenly kingdom. So that is why I invite them to my prayer house so that they can enjoy happiness of heavenly kingdom. They can have hope of heaven so they can overcome the world. That is why I invest quite a lot. So when you come, it's not really kingdom of heaven, but maybe you feel like you're in at least paradise compared to Gethsemane prayer house. To let you have hope for heaven. So maybe next year I will try to make it look like a second kingdom of heaven. So I hope many of you will come and visit. But I have already invited you. You should respond. Because you can't really come at your will because you have to come into spirit. But it is also your free will, whether you come into spirit or not. If you really make up your mind to do it. So all my effort, whatever I try to do, is the only thing I try to do is to make each and every soul receive salvation, make them children of heaven. So I gave an order to sermon prep team, the theology research center, to get all the commands of God, do and don't do, keep and throw away. So there are 15-20 commands, do, don't do, keep and cast away. So they will sort them. And I want to distribute all this to all of you. So there are so many commands in the Bible. And if you look at this booklet, you will see what you have to cast away, what you mustn't do. So you can see all these things at once. So you can you have easy access to all the commands of God. And so you have this, God tells us to throw it away, but you're still keeping, you're clinging to it. And all these things, you can see all of that at a glance. And this is what I'm trying to do, so that you will not befriend the world, you will not commit sins, and you will become sanctified so that you can go to heavenly kingdom. And that is why I try to invite as many of you as possible to Gethsemane prayer house. So whether you come or not, actually it's your decision. Some people, they say, they really long to come there. But then if they really want to come, they can just follow all God's commands telling us to do and not do and keep and cast away. They can just keep all these commandments. It's so simple. So I'm making it as easy as possible for you. So there are, you can, at a glance, you can realize you are not following how much of God's words you are keeping or not. So this way you can cast away all forms of evil and you can become sanctified. So that's the purpose of this making this book. So you can have more measure of faith and you can go into spirit and citizens of New Jerusalem. So I hope you will, you can just follow. You've seen this angel, right? Two big wings. Did you have a look at me? This angel is taken, and why should I be there? So you understand why I have to be there, and why I can show the power of God and drive away even hurricanes. So where there is heavy rain, it stops. When there is a drought, it rains. And earthquakes calm down. In Pohang, I prayed for every day. And since I prayed, there were just little two tremors. And then it quieted down. So the ferry, the course, it was opened. They didn't have any problem. Remained open. If the mayor of Pohang City, they didn't ask for prayer. The word of God says the leaders of that area or the president of the country, or anyway, the leader has to ask me for prayer, but that didn't happen. And yet, still, God still worked. And because He loves the church members, and to receive the answer clearly, they have to ask for prayer with faith. Let us pray.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.